So just throw out your questions and we'll go from there. Yeah.
You and Hypnotica talk a lot about leading.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go a little more in depth on the topic? My question basically is like, okay, like you open, right?
Yeah.
And then you banter and you get to know her and you make it sexual. But the leading from the open and throughout, like that whole process.
Well, let me put it this way. You should have a good idea of what you're going to do to kind of try to move the interaction on. Like, if you're into moving girls, leading, hey, let's go over here. Boom. Leading. Like, I opened the last girl I dated for a while. Within 5 minutes, I was like, hey, so what are you doing Wednesday? I'm going to take you out. Give me your number. And then she said, she blatantly said, it was my job not to make it easy for you. So she said no, and then I kept kept trying, and then she finally gave in. So if you didn't lead, if you didn't be persistent, then I would have missed out on that opportunity. Figuring out where you're going to go, a lot of guys say, I'm going to come pick you up at 8. Where are we going to go? It's a secret. And I'll tell you when we get there. So you're in charge. I guess that's basically it. Be in charge. Get her feedback sometimes, but leading is basically being kind of dominant, kind of in charge. Taking control of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That answer your question? Cool. Anybody else got questions? Yeah.
This has been happening to me quite frequently, is that, we'll get into this conversation and everything's going great. Mostly it's just the fact that she'll try to shit test me, and I'll take it for what it is, and by the time I realize that she is just shit testing me, I would already, say something that would kind of, give her credit and stuff like that, and I can't go beyond that anymore, and I usually, have to bail.
Explain the situation to me.
Well, sometimes I may misread what she says, maybe she is making, we're going back and forth, we start teasing each other and stuff like that, and then she says something kind of sensitive, and I'm like, whoa, kind of calm down on that shit,
She says something sensitive about you?
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, just calm down, or one of her friends come in and insults me or something like that, mm-hmm. when I don't even know this chick, and I'm like, whoa, who are you? And all of a sudden, the tension, the thing that I worked on with her just disappears. Or something like that, that automatically breaks my state with her. And I'm all of a sudden, whatever I worked kind of made me change into mm-hmm. a different guy and maybe more more on guard, more protective now.
When I say sometimes, you can be unapologetic a man but not be a dick about it.
Right.
Maybe you're being a dick.
I guess, and that's the thing too. It's just the fact that
not saying it harshly, but maybe there's something that they think. Like when I was at the club last week, this girl was drunk. I was with JTR, and all the guys were trying to hit on this drunk girl, and she was just like, so I got in front of her, stopped her. I was the only guy that could stop her, and said, hey, something, because you're fucked up as shit. And that totally turned her off, because I was being a dick. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't intentionally being a dick, but trying to be a little bit edgy, but I took it too far.
Right.
So maybe somehow you're taking it too far.
Right.
And when I told you earlier how I was turning girls off, maybe it was something like that was happening with me that's happening with you.
Right.
At a certain point, you're doing something that when a girl tests you or she says something, you take it in a wrong... I acted
instead of being unreactive. Instead of
not necessarily being unreactive, but when you're unapologetically a man, you don't take a lot of shit. Maybe you say, oh, you got me, fist pound or whatever. But if you react and blow up, then they're going to freak out.
Right. I haven't really blown up. It's just
no, but that's maybe what they're thinking. Because women are hypersensitive to emotions. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're reading that as blowing up or something. I don't know. I'd have to see what you're doing or where that happens.
Right.
But maybe work on your reactions mm-hmm. to those situations.
Right.
I don't know, is that helping?
It's just that I know that I'm at this place that, it's just, I'm getting somewhere. I know what to do now, and it's just mm-hmm. that sometimes, every once in a while, you know, something comes along that I don't know how to react to. And so, of course, on my default is just being, like, kind of back to my straight face, you know, it's like going back to square one.
If you want to work, see, this is what I did when I was, you know, kind of turning girls off. I worked on the inner game. Like, when I talk about Hypnotica stuff, how he's helped me, he's got a thing in there called a Scrooge pattern, where you sit down and you imagine yourself 10 years in the future with doing what you're doing, and 10 years in the future with it fixed. So I plugged the situation of me freaking girls out, turning girls off in a situation. And I sat there, and you imagine 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, what's going to happen if I keep doing that? And what's going to happen if I fix that and I'm having sex with women and they're enjoying being with me? That's one of the things that I put in there. What's going to happen? And the life, my life looked totally different. Your subconscious tends to want to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. So it fixed itself. Mm-hmm. So I don't have an answer on what you could do technically, mm-hmm. but inner game-wise, that would be my advice for you, is to either get a hold of Tony Robbins stuff or Hypnotica stuff.
Yeah, because
figure out what you're doing in set and try to...
Yeah, well, here's the perfect example, too, because last week I was with Hydro and Starkiller, and we were all kind of starting in Fullerton. There was this girl having a birthday party, and I was like, cool. I had them hooked already, and I was just going through the motion, and then all of a sudden... one of the girls said, you know, why don't you buy, or she's like, why don't you buy my friend a drink? Or, no, the girl said, why don't you buy me a drink? And then the other girl followed, and she's like, yeah, why don't you buy him a drink? I'm like, oh, crap, you know, it's like, I don't know you guys. And all of a sudden, like, I said, you know, why are you asking me now? You know, if I feel like I should give you a drink, I'll give you one, but don't be asking
me.
Yeah,
that was probably not a good thing to say.
Yeah, so then, you know, it's like...
So, do you have a problem buying girls drinks?
No.
Okay, I'll buy the first one, you buy the second one. Done. She'll respect you. Plus, girl, if I wouldn't want to date a girl who can't buy me a drink. Girls buy me drinks all the time. I don't drink, but I have girls offer me, hey, you want a drink? You want a drink? But if a girl's pestering me, hey, buy me a drink. Hey, buy me another one. She's gone.
Right.
Another situation, give me another one.
Because
you blew up in my the way I'm, if I'm thinking like a girl, you blew up on that.
Yeah,
you went, you freaked out, and I might think you're a cheap bastard. Don't take it the wrong way, but that's, as a girl, he can't even buy me a drink. How is he going to protect me? You know, how is he going to take me out? How is he going to provide for me? I'll get your question now.
I had an example.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I, you're not necessarily saying blowing up necessarily as just almost backpedaling, like, fuck, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like one time, like, you know, I was talking to a girl, and, like, I was talking about, like, I don't know, like, a shirt or something I liked, and it was, like, some expensive brand or something, and I was talking about the designer. She's like, are you gay? And I stopped for a second, I was, like, waiting, I was like, I'm like, no. Like, you know, like, I kind of fucked it. Like, I backpedaled, you know what I mean? I mean, someone...
Yeah, that's either backpedaling... or I consider it a term for it that Love Drop uses, is social offender or some bullshit like that. You know, where hey, bitch, I'm not buying you a drink. I don't buy. You know, it's on that level. I don't know you, bitch. I'm not buying you a drink. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because I mean, usually I don't necessarily buy a stranger's drink if I don't feel like it's, you know, like,
yeah. But the thing, like, is, you're in, it's, there's so many levels on that. Like, you're in a social situation where people usually buy people drinks, and you don't want to buy her one, and you're explaining it, and, you know, the simple thing would be, all right, I'll get the first one, you buy the second one, done. So I guess maybe find ways to not explain yourself, but rework the situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not try to say, not try to fight it, mm-hmm. but like in judo or aikido, mm-hmm. try to
redirect
situation.
Yeah, because then that also kind of helped. Like, because I jump to conclusions quite often too, because
maybe,
you know, I'll be like,
yeah, maybe.
Because I don't necessarily read what's there, because one of my texts, I just posted this on the forum too, because I posted it on the text that saying, you know, I misread it. She didn't. I texted her, you know, I was like, what's up, you know, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I'm not doing anything. It's like, hey, you know, why don't you come over to my place? And she's like, is this a booty call? And I laughed and stuff like that. And she's like, well, why don't you, and she's like, well, I'm with my friends right now and in Norwalk. And I'm like, oh, for some reason, I don't know why, but the impulse had me that said, you know, she said no. And I was like, what? Why would she tell me this? I'm like, fuck. So I just, so then after that, my mentality went to shit.
Yeah, so this is the thing. So one thing I try to, I mean, either redirect it or be more persistent.
Right.
Like, I'm with my friends. Okay, so what are you doing after you get done? Or what time, how long you been with them? You know, how late was it when you?
It wasn't that late. It was about like 8, 9.
So, you know, when are you going to be done with your friends? I'm going to be done at 10. All right, I'll come get you then. Like, try not to jump to the conclusions, but either redirect it. Yeah, redirect it somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have been a little bit more persistent finding out, you know, if she can do it later or if she can do it another time.
Right.
Or you have something else to do.
Right.
All
right,
cool. I'm just going to meet up with friends then. Mm-hmm. You know. But that's something that you need to work on. You'll eventually work it out if you keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your subconscious, like, it's like playing the video game.
Right.
It will fix the situation if you keep trying.
Right.
But I'm just giving you a little hint. Maybe try that.
Okay.
Maybe that'll work. Yeah.
Same. You're like, we're fucking resonating over here. It's the same shit. I was under the false belief that girls never got sick. They didn't have other shit to do, you know. Mm-hmm. I was under the false belief that if a girl said she couldn't hang out, that she was just blowing me off.
Yeah, I used to think that way too, but...
And then slowly I just turned around to a girl, oh, I can't hang out. I'm like, yes, that means I can hang out with this other girl.
You can look at it that way, or just be a little bit more... If she says, no, I can't hang out all night, then that's like a blatant no. But if she says, you know, I have homework to do. All right, what time are you going to get done? You know, or I have to meet my friends. All right, what time are you going to be back? You know, it's like being a little bit persistent. Don't be like... I'm coming. Like, I went to one of Jeffy's talks, and he's like, irrelevant, bitch. You're coming over. No, I have to work. Irrelevant. Quit your job. And it was, that's his style. And then you don't have to take it to the extreme, you know? And I read a field report. He's like, he comes in the room, he gets undressed, and she's like, what are you doing? It's time to fuck. What? Shut up, bitch, it's time to fuck. He ends up having sex with him. But I don't take it to that extreme.
Is that effective for him?
It has worked.
Really?
It has worked, but that's his personality, that's his style.
It's one of those not what you say, how you said it.
Exactly. I mean, he's congruent with, yeah, my clothes are off, it's time to fuck. You know? He's looking at it, it's time to fuck. So that's him. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, when a girl gets really nasty with me and gets really rude, I just take the shit out of it. I smile. I don't get angry. This girl called me a loser one time. I started laughing at her. She walked by me again. I was with a bunch of girls. I called her over. I go, excuse me, what'd you call me earlier? And she goes, you're a fucking loser. And I looked at the girls. I go, bet you want to fuck me now, huh? And they all started cracking up. And the chick didn't know what to do. Next time she saw me at that club, she was like totally nice to me.
And that's one of those phenomena when, you know, what I said earlier when I opened up with that phrase, when your, when your desire for a woman is not an imposition on her, and then if you can kind of let that brush off your shoulders and kind of play it off exactly what he does, then a lot of shit opens up for you. Like, if you take that shit internally, then you shut down and you don't try things. You know what I mean? So that's perfect. Anybody else got a question? Yeah.
I had a question, actually. Something you mentioned when you were talking to him that just brought up something for me. What do you do personally whenever a girl doesn't ask to buy you a drink? She just brings you an alcoholic drink. Because you said you don't drink, and I don't really drinking in the field too much, but what happens when girl is just buying you drinks and keep pushing them in your hand?
I've never had that happen.
That's why I have an alcohol
drink. There's some subtext going on in that.
Trying to get you home.
Yeah. How often does that happen?
It's happened to me like 2 or 3 times in the last like 4 months.
Really? Yeah, she wants to fuck.
God damn it!
She learned it from a guy, actually.
Either that or she wants to be drunk. If the girl's gonna be drunk, she wants to have a good time. Like, she's open to doing some serious. Might not be having sex, but it's like.
Right.
She wants to have a crazy time. That's
like, I guess I'm misreading in those situations, because, like, the ones that I'm thinking of, the girls with, like, a big group of people. I mean, when I say big, you know, like, 4 people, mm-hmm. it's obvious they all came together, they're all leaving together, you know. It, like, logistics have not been worked out at all, and she's just, like.
Buying you drinks?
Yeah.
Well, you could always sip the damn thing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
With the ice melt in it, and she just still got a full glass.
You know? Yeah. When they turn around, they throw it out.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Somebody, hand it to somebody else. You know, hand it to somebody else.
Later, she's like, why isn't the roofies kicked in?
So if it's not a bunch of drinks, you're saying if a girl just brings you a drink, you just drink it, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink a lot, but if a girl buys me a drink, like, she pressures me enough, I'll drink it, you know.
Drinking.
I honestly would feel bad if a girl spent $10 on a drink and I said, no, I don't want it.
Right.
Give it to somebody else.
No, I mean, that's exactly why I was asking, because you can't. I mean, that's a shit move, too.
But then, yeah, but if you buy, I mean,
like,
sip on it all night.
You don't want to drink it and you can't refuse it, so there's, I was wondering,
but
you
the thing
a
is,
novel
you got,
solution, but if just drinking it is the right
just
choice,
take 4 hours to drink it.
Yeah.
Say, okay, if you don't want to drink, step up and say, hey, you know what, I'll drink this one, but I don't want any more drinks. Step up and tell her what the fuck, be the man, you know? Say, hey, you know what, I really don't want to drink, please don't buy me any more drinks.
Right.
I love you for, you know, I really, it's awesome that you want to buy me a drink, and that's real cool, but I just don't want to drink tonight. You know, step up and be honest. That's the best policy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you approach, is there a basic outline you follow from open to pull?
There is an outline. No. It's, you know, it takes a long time to fix, to kind of, to get a structure that works for you. Mm-hmm. But my basic structure is open, banter, or attraction, and there's plenty of things you can do in attraction, just banter, push-pull stuff. I like to work the room a lot before I open. I haven't been doing that a lot lately, but that works really well. Because typically, if you work the room, you get to know people, usually those people will come back to you, and something, I would say maybe 50% of the time, like, you'll get something out of meeting those people, meaning a girl will come back to you, and you'll strike up a conversation, maybe dance on the dance floor, maybe get a number, pull, whatever. But I say 50% of the time, something comes out of you meeting girls in the venue and working the room. Traction, comfort. Meaning you connect with a girl, get to know her. last CC, I talked about how to kind of go deeper in a conversation. A girl gives you something, you kind of find out and kind of dig deeper into that subject to connect with her. And then finding something to turn it sexual, if you want to pull. And then taking it into the sexual conversation, taking things sexual, and then saying either, hey, let's get out of here, I'm going to kidnap you tonight, or something of that nature.
Non-menacingly.
But that works. I use that. Yeah, I did a field report called How I Kidnapped the Pussy. And I basically said, you know what, if I think it was something like, you know, if you keep doing that, I'm going to have to kidnap you tonight. Or you're turning me on, I'm going to have to kidnap you tonight. It's just like, I don't know about that. All
right. Is that the one where you were doing, you had to lay down the towel and you're using the tiger tantrum?
That bitch squirted the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She squirted up a storm. A little skinny girl, too. It's wild. So, from that to sex, and then on into relationships, if that's what you want. That kind of cover it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How do you work the room? Like, do you do a quick 30 minutes, or do you do it...
Just go meet people. Yeah, it's meet. You know, if you don't see anybody you like, or you see girls that are cute but really don't resonate with you, maybe go, hey, you know what, you guys look fun, I just want to come meet you. Or, you know, do one of the things, hey, I'm the... what is it they use? I'm the party enforcer, I'm the goodwill ambassador for the club. I'm just trying to make sure everybody's having fun. You having fun? Yeah, where are you from? What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. And then, all right, you know what? I'm going to find my friends. We'll meet some more people. See you guys in a little bit. When you see me, like I used to use a lot, you know, give me your name. I used to take girls' names, they give me their name. All right, if I forget your name, I got to buy you a drink. You forget mine, you got to buy me a drink. That'll force you to get a little bit more intimate. And have her kind of think about you a little more, because she has to remember your name or she's going to buy you a drink. So that kind of worked a lot. Worked pretty good.
I found that where the more attractive girls, they tend to have like a particular social circle that mm-hmm. they try to stay within, like status-wise. Mm-hmm. And what's your thought on either getting to know or, you know, just like talking to, say, someone who might not meet in that, quote, status of their level? Do you feel like that would possibly lower where you're at if, you know, like these kind of thicker chicks came up and said, hey, you know, how's the night going?
I don't
like
worry
that?
About value, dude. I really don't. My value is unapologetically being a man. That's my value. Mm-hmm. And if you're you don't apologize for it, you don't worry about looking, you don't worry about some girl coming up. Whether you like her or not, you could be a dick to her. Hey, you know, hey, you know, I don't know this girl. If that's what you choose to do, that's cool. If you choose, hey, what's up? This is Tanya. Tanya, these are my friends. You know, I just met these girls. They're pretty cool. Or I just met Tanya. She's pretty cool. I don't worry about that shit. You know? Because if they're thinking, oh, she's fat. What's she doing over here? I don't want to have anything to do with that girl. Honestly. I don't want to have anything to do with a girl that looked down on a girl just for being a friend of mine.
That's a good.
You know, what's up?
Stop.
So that's how I look at it.
So don't worry about that stuff then.
I don't worry about value. I mean, I worry about knowing. I worry about more knowing a bunch of people and being fun. Fun is an attraction switch to me. Like if you can go in and you can meet fat girls, you know, tens or whatever, and you can be fun. And you're a fun guy and you have fun with them, they'll want to be around you more. So if you're hanging out with a group of tens and you're fun and another girl comes over and you're having fun with her, I don't see a problem with that.
Have you at any point did that, like try to put value on
yeah, I did.
On girls and stuff like that?
So well, on girls or myself?
Or just like, yeah.
I thought, you know what? You know what's really funny is like, like I said, I've traveled a lot. I've traveled the world, and I've taken RSD thing in Australia, and Love Drop and Mihal used to work together. And like when I was with them in a club, there were like two set over there, and I'd look and don't look over there. And I was like, well, how am I supposed to know where they are? You know, your value is gonna it'll lower your value if you look at them. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, so there are times when the value thing came into play, the early stages, but now I don't worry about fucking value. I don't worry about that shit because I don't know. If I see a girl, I'm going to approach her and get to know her. Yeah, I have times when that, you know, it fucks with me. Like, my whole thing was, you know, being a black man in the U.S. was what's the word for it? I wasn't sufficient enough, you know. It was more self-esteem issue. Not self-esteem, but I'm a black man trying to approach a hot white woman. Am I wasting my time? And I had to release that shit. You know, because there's a lot of sets that I probably have passed up that could have gone somewhere because I was thinking that. And that's where I'm saying you need to work on your inner game, too. So now it's like... it doesn't even cross my mind. Value doesn't even come into play.
I've winged with guys that do that. Like, I'll be running the room.
I'll be like working the room, and then all of a sudden I'll be like on a two set of like chunksters, and they'll just walk up and they'll be like, "Why are you talking to them?"
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, I was like, I turned from this group to this group. Like, why? Yeah. Like, dude.
But I think, you know, a lot of the stuff that they make up, like value, and then they give rationale for what women are thinking. They're dudes. How the fuck do they know what women are thinking? You know, how do you know what a woman's thinking if you're talking to a fat girl? Maybe she's thinking, he needs to get his little skinny ass over here and talk to me. You don't know. You don't fucking know. You know what I mean? So I hate it when guys try to rationalize what women are thinking. So the whole value thing, who knows where that came from? I don't know, but I don't worry about it, and it hasn't been really a problem with me.
Maybe that's because that's what I think a lot of guys think, you know? Like, if I'm out with a bunch of guys or my buddies, like my normal friends, they're all about getting with the hot girls, and if they see me talking to a chunky girl, in their eyes, my value is diminished. But that's to them.
But I do, you know, honestly, I mean, this is one of my things, is that, you know, I know a lot of guys, and I mean, if I see you guys in the club, Some guys are not quite there in terms of their sub-communication. Sometimes when I'm hanging out with them, quick second, it'll go in my mind, well, what if she sees me with this dude? And then I kind of release it because I don't really give a shit. So that's my own thing. That's probably the only time the value comes into play. But then I kind of release it and say, you know what? It doesn't fucking matter. Why would I want a girl that worries about that anyway?
Yeah. Kind of what you said, like the way I feel like what you're saying and how it kind of relates is, if you are being like unapologetically a man, like you are the most fucking valuable person that this girl's ever met in her life, you know.
Well, the thing is, I try to work on bringing skills to the play that no other dude has, and it's not like I'm trying to do it to build my value in my head, but it's like, you know, dude, girl, when I get with you, I'm gonna fucking rock your world. So when she turns you down, she's like, do you know what you're turning down? I'm about to give you 5 orgasms tonight. I'm going to use my 2-finger palm technique on you. You know what I mean? Yeah, so my value is built. It's not kind of conscious, but it's like I'm trying to build my skills, and that's the good thing about the community. And one thing that I'm trying to do is just build the skills in the bed, build the skills in the romance section or whatever. Showing girls a good time, being fun, all that kind of that adds to your inner game, meaning that you can bring something to the table that most guys can't. So that when you're approaching, you're approaching knowing that she turns you down, she's missing out. Rather than building fake value by talking to a group of hot girls or whatever, build your value internally with, you know, what you can bring to the girl. I think that works a lot better.
I have another question about, you've mentioned you've traveled a lot. Do you have much experience with, like, sergeanting women with a language barrier?
No, because usually where I go...
You can get...
Well, they speak English. Like, okay. I've been to Croatia, Amsterdam, Germany. Brazil was tough. I did have a problem.
I was wondering if you had any tips for whenever you've got a language barrier there. Anything that helps.
I didn't have a good time.
Really? You had a bad time in Brazil?
Yeah, dude. It was really? Well, one thing, people in Brazil, they look like me.
Yeah.
There are white folks, blonde hair, blue eyes, and there are a lot of people like me. When I go to Croatia, I'm the only black guy, and you know, I'm walking down the street and girls are driving their cars and finally, you know, I'm getting some attention. But Brazil, I hated. I probably won't go back because I really couldn't pick up anybody. And the only girl that I slept with was a girl that had really broken English.
Okay.
You know.
What do you have to say about mixed sets and getting into fights with other dudes? Because, you know, I'm kind of a skinny guy, and you know, that's kind of a concern of mine.
Has it happened?
No, it hasn't.
Why are you worried about it?
So I'm just kind of curious. Like, I see girls like rolling up and being like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm late. Traffic was so bad. Just like sit next to her and start talking. But then I'm like, oh my god, you know, what if this other dude rolls up?
But the thing is, all I can tell you is that I've never been. Well, I've been in arguments. Maybe just because I got outrageous with the girl. you know, like, I forgot what I had said, but it was back in the early days when just try some outrageous shit, you know? But it just doesn't happen. It's rare that people get in fights in clubs over that kind of shit. I haven't seen it happen.
Right. I guess it's typical Hollywood, you know, you see some guy talking to some girl and the big-ass boyfriend rolls up, you know?
But that's rare, you know? Because usually what I do is I kind of scope out the situation and I'll know if she's with a guy or not beforehand. Because I kind of observe her and kind of get a feel before I approach. But if you're approaching nonstop, you know, following the three-second rule, I can see how that might happen.
Or if it's like a mixed set and you kind of not too sure.
Yeah, I had a problem approaching mixed sets, but then, you know, you go up, hey, you guys look fine, just gotta have to come meet you. How do you guys know each other? That works pretty well. That is one thing that is good.
Right.
Okay. And then if, hey, we work together, then tease, banter, whatever. But I, you know, I haven't gotten into fight over at all in the 3 years that I've been doing this over opening a set. I have gotten AMOG'd. Well, I have gotten in arguments because the dude was just blatant. He just came over and just blatantly blocked me out. And, you know, I'm a cool dude until you push my buttons and then I become a dick. You know?
Understood.
And I almost got in a fight with him, but that was because he was being an asshole to me. Not vice versa.
Thank
you. Well, I just wanted to add, real quick. It's like, I'm skinny Asian guy too. So I've been at it for like 2 or 3 years now and like I've never gotten in a fight.
Right.
So when they come at you, it's like they'll be as long as you're not confrontational, they won't come at you. Just like, they'll just say you can leave now. And then it's like,
oh, is this your girlfriend? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I just didn't know, you know? She's cute.
I like twirled girls. And, like, you know, and all of a sudden, like, the boyfriend comes out of nowhere. It's if you act shady and you're like, oh, it's nice meeting you, walk off. But if you just sit there like, oh, this is your boyfriend? You know, and act all chill about it. They don't really sweat you. It's if you're acting shady.
But the more you can say, dude, I didn't know it was your girlfriend. Come on. You know, the more you can be, guys are real rational. The more you can come on, dude, I didn't know she's your girlfriend. You were over there, the more they say, oh, okay, that's cool. The less they're like, wanting to beat your ass. You know?
Yeah, I've had guys come and roll
if that happens.
Really, really fucking hostile.
What's that?
And I've had guys roll up on me really hostile.
Yeah.
And one thing is, they don't want to look like a douche in front of their girlfriend. So if you turn around and you don't react to their anger with anger, and you just smile at them,
yeah,
no matter how angry, and you put out your hand, you go, hey, dude, how's it going? And you smile. I've seen a lot of guys, they don't want to shake my hand. They're pissed off. And I just keep my hand out there until they have to shake my hand. And they go, what the fuck are you doing? And I go, hey, just being social, man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that's the whole social violator thing I was trying to explain. You know, Love Drop talks about that. It's like when a girl sees a social violator, she's kind of appalled with it and goes the opposite direction. So you could make the boyfriend violate socially, you know?
I see.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.